Sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
I really thank the Lord giving us another opportunity to come here fellowship. Before we start, let's Bible to Galatians chapter 6. Galatians chapter 6, verse
7
to
10.
I'll read first in English, and our sister will read it in Chinese.
弟兄先读英文,
okay. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith.
我们一起来读。 第七节，不要滴，神是轻慢不得的，人种的是什么，收的也什么。顺着情欲撒，必从情欲收败坏；顺着圣灵撒种的，必从圣灵收永生。我们行善，不可丧志，若不灰心，到了时候就要收成。所以有了机会，就当向众人行善。
Another verse, let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9.
哥林多前书第三章第九节,
chapter 3, verse 9.
第三章第九节,
For we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry, ye are God's building.
我们一起来读, 因为我们是与神同工的, 你们是神所耕种的田地, 所建造的房屋。
Yeah, in the English husbandry, you say we are God's field.
有的地方说是神的田地。
Then turn again to first.
来彼得前,
chapter
1. 彼得前书第一章,
verse 3.
第23节,
okay, be born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever.
我们一起来读，你们蒙了重生，不是由于能坏的种子，乃是由于不能坏的种子，是借着神活泼长存的道。Verse
25, But the word of the Lord endureth forever, and this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you.
第25节，唯有主的道是永存的，所传给你们的福音就是这道。Let's
have a word of prayer.
我们一起祷告。Lord,
this morning as we come to your word once again,
主，今天早上我们再次来到你话语的面前。Lord,
we want to say to you, we put our full trust in your word.
主耶稣，我们把我们的信心放在你的话语上。Lord,
we put trust on your speaking this morning.
我们把我们的信心放在你的话语之上。Because
your speaking, it is life and spirit.
因为你的话就是生命，就是灵。When
we receive it, we gain life.
当我们得到，我们就得了生命。We
gain encouragement.
我们就得了鼓励。Especially
this world where there is so much turmoil.
尤其是在这个混乱的世界里面。We
need your word to cool us down.
我们需要你的话语来使我们安静。Lord,
we need your peace through your word.
我们需要你的平安在你的话语里面。Lord,
speak, Lord, for your servant listen.
主，请你讲你的仆人静听。Amen.
Amen. Before I start, let's have a small, short recap concerning what I shared last time.
我先来讲一下上次所交通的。
Because I feel my burden is not fully released.
因为我觉得我的负担还没有完全释放。
Last time we talked about how do we get through the storms in life.
上次我们讲到说我们怎么来经过生活中的风波。
Indeed, we see there are sources where we get the storm.
我们看到我们有这些风暴的源头。Firstly,
it's our own doing.
首先是我们自己的作为。
Secondly, it's from people around us.
其次是从我们周围的人。
Sometimes there are certain people who just want people to be miserable.
有些人就是喜欢别人痛苦。
The third one is from the devil.
Huh?
The third one is
from,
yeah, we can see that in, through the acts of Job.
he's
the source of all these things.
他是这个, 撒旦是这个困难的, 痛苦的源头。
And the fourth one is the Lord.
第四点是从主来的。
But the difference between the Lord and Satan is that Satan, when he put you know, storms in your life is to destroy you.
这个源头从主来和从撒旦来是不，从撒旦来是不一样的。从撒旦来，他的目的是要毁灭你。
And from the Lord, He is to build us up.
从主来，他是要建立我们。
That causes us to this spirit, that our spirit in us to be more mature.
使我们里面的灵能够更加的成熟。
And secondly, we talk about what are the reasons why we go through these storms in life.
其次，我们讲到说，我们经过这些风暴的原因是什么
？Firstly, it's just to what to catch our attention.
首先是要得到我们的注意力。
A lot of times we are so far away from the Lord, yet the Lord threw storms in life to catch our attention.
我们离主是这样的远，主通过这些风暴来把我们抓住。
Secondly is that we might deal with our sins.
第二点是来对付我们的罪。
A lot of times it is our sins that cause us to have a problem in our relationship with God.
有的时候是因着我们自己的罪和神之间的关系有了问题。
So this storm in life gave us an attention or a red flag that we had a problem with our relationship with God.
所以有了这些风暴之后，我们知道说有一个警告，我们跟神的关系有问题了。
That through this we can come before the Lord and ask to repent before the Lord.
借着这些，我们可以来到神的面前来悔改。
That we might restore this fellowship.
可以来恢复和神的关系。
Thirdly, we through these storms we might surrender.
第三点，借着这些风暴，我们可以顺服。
You know, a lot of things in our life, it might be sin, it might not be sin, but it is also a hindrance.
在我们的生活里，有的时候不是罪，但是有一些拦阻。
Maybe it's something, maybe it's a person.
也许是一些事情，也许是一个人。
And this causes us to have a problem with our relationship with God.
使我们和神之间的关系出了问题。
Because our God is a jealous God.
因为我们的神是忌邪的神。
He wants us to love Him with all our heart.
他希望我们能够全心的来爱他。
And fourthly, through this storm, He exposes us.
第四点，借着这些，他来暴露我们。
Sometimes we feel like we are okay.
有的时候我们觉得说我们挺好的。
And everything we heard, got it.
每次我听到的我都得到。
Through the storms, the Lord exposed us. You didn't get anything.
借着这些风暴，主向我们显明说我们什么都不懂，什么都没有得到。
Through this, we might come back to Him, that we might through Him, we can overcome and learn the lesson we ought to learn.
借着这些风暴，我们可以回到神的面前来重新学这些没有学到的功课。
Fourth, but not the least, through these storms in life, God is what to conform us to the image of His Son.
第四点也但不是最次要的，就是借着这些使我们能够磨成神儿子的形象。
I believe this is God's eternal purpose.
这是神永远的旨意。
God's purpose not just cause us to be good.
神的目的不是让我们只是很好。
To be well behaved.
成为举止行为很好的人。
God wants us to be conformed to the image of His Son.
神的目的是让我们磨成神儿子的形象。
That through these storms we might be that person on earth to represent Him here on earth.
借着这些可以让我们在地上能够来代表他。
Lastly, through these storms in life, we will be better equipped that we can also help other brothers and sisters.
借着这些我们可以备好来。
To help other brothers and sisters.
来装备好来帮助其他的弟兄。
Second Corinthians chapter 1 says,
哥后书第一章
The God of comfort will comfort us.
那赐人诸多安慰的神能够来安慰我们。
That we might also comfort other people who go through tribulation.
我们也可以来安慰这同样遭患难的人。
And the result of all this.
这些事情的结果。
We have spiritual growth.
我们可以有属灵的成长。
There is a more maturity in us.
在我们里面就有成熟。
Now the thing is, we all know this.
问题是我们都知道这些。
Even if I don't tell you, you can even tell me a whole message concerning how do we get through storms in life.
就是我不讲，你也可以给我一篇信息，我们来怎么样来经过生命中的风暴。
But the thing is, what is that thing that stabilizes us, that keep us, you know, a peace within us while we go through the storms?
那么是什么能够使我们在这风暴里面有平安，能够来建立我们的呢？
You might know the source, you might know the reason, you might know the result.
你也许知道源头，知道原因，也知道这个结果。
But the thing is, every time we go through storms,
但是每一次让风暴的时候
，there is always a concern in our heart.
在我们里面总是有一些焦虑。
We might feel uncomfortable.
我总不能够得安慰。
So what is really that thing that comforts us?
那个安慰我们的是什么呢
？It is the awareness of His presence.
是我们对他同在的意识。
When we are aware that God is with us.
当我们知道神与我们同在
，regardless how strong the storm is，
不管这个风暴有多么的强大
，then we can say it is well with my soul。
我们可以说我灵平安，我灵平安。
And we can even say together with King David， Even though we pass through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me. You know, when we see the book of Acts, when the apostles saw that the Lord is being risen and to be taken to the Father, and before that the Lord said, I want you to do something for me.
主说你要为我做一些事情。
You need to go into the world and make disciples of all nations.
你要在万国使人做我的门徒。
And baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
奉父子圣灵的名受洗。
How do you feel about that?
如果你是，你会觉得怎么样？
For 3.5 years, I've been with the Master.
我3年半的时间和主在一起。
Whatever I do, I just listen to what's the Lord's instruction and I will be, have the full confidence it will never go wrong.
只要我听到主所吩咐做的, 就一定不会出错。
No matter how people try to persecute us.
不管人是怎样来逼迫我们,
with the presence of the Lord, it will all be well.
只要是主在那里, 就都是好的。
Now knowing that the Lord will be resurrected and to be ascended to the Father.
知道说主要复活, 要升天到父那里去。
Then who will we depend upon?
那我们来依靠谁呢?
And this great commission is so great that asking us to go through the nations and preach the gospel.
这个大使命是这样子大, 让我们到万国去传福音去。
A lot of times we felt like, how could we do without the Lord?
我们觉得说没有主, 我们怎么能够做这件事情呢?
But you see that after that verse,
但是我们看看那句话之后,
you say, I will be with you to the end of the world.
我就与你同在, 直到世界的末了。
This is the phrase a lot of times we neglect.
这句话我们常常忽略了。
We always pay attention to the Great Commission.
我们常常注意到那个大使命。
We got to do this, we got to do that.
我们需要做这个, 我们需要做那个。
But we need to be aware of that small phrase.
但是我们需要注意那句话,
which is the most important phrase.
就是最重要的话,
I will be with you through even through the end of the world.
我就与你同在, 直到世界的末了。
Brothers and sisters, you know, going storms is unavoidable.
经过风暴是不可避免的。
We can always go through storms in life.
我们一定会经过风暴。
Like for the, just yesterday, last night.
昨天晚上,
you know, I received a phone call.
我得到一个电话,
that my aunt passed away.
我的, 姨妈去世了。
Yeah, two weeks ago, she had a stroke.
两个星期之前, 她有, 中风。
And you know what? Regardless, we know what will be the result.
我们知道这个结果会是什么。
But every time we think about our loved ones being taken away from us,
但每次当我们的被, 我们的所爱的人被接走的,
it's not easy.
这不是很容易。
We always felt like there is some, we will be missed.
我们会想念,
you know that we all know that he will be in a better place. He will be in the bosom of the Father.
他在父的怀中,
but we always want that he will always be with us, right? But so these are the kind of songs we encounter. You know, in a week and a half ago,
一个半星期之前,
I had a problem with my chest. It seems there is a chest pain going on. There is a pressure, I will say.
在我的胸里有个很大的压力。
And I had a difficulty in breathing sometimes.
我就, 呼吸有困难。
And so I was it going on from on and off for a week and a half.
时有时无, 一个半礼拜的时间。
So on May 3, I called my sister.
到5月3号的时候, 我就给我姐妹打电话。
Because it's her birthday, you know.
因为是他的生日,
so I said, happy birthday.
祝你生日快乐。
And she said, how come brother, your voice is not, you know, very happy?
她说你为什么你的声音好像不是很开心?
And I said, you know, I had a problem with my breathing and so forth.
那我说那是因为我能够呼吸。
And he said, you better go to the doctor.
她说那你就赶快去看医生吧。
Not knowing that after that she called my wife.
不知道她过后就给我, 妻子打电话。
And my wife called me and said, I need to bring you to the doctor.
我的妻子就打电话让我去看医生。
It is in the middle of the work, you know.
这是在, 白天正上班的时候。
So, but because of that, I need to talk to my supervisor.
因为这样子我就需要跟我的老板解释。
And my supervisor immediately called the other supervisor.
我的, 老板就给另外一个老板解释。
And they pulled me out of work and said, you better sit down.
And I said,
can I finish my work before we talk?
He said, no,
you better sit down. We will ask the ambulance to bring you to the hospital.
他们说,你就先坐下来,我把救护车叫过来,
and the more they talk, the more, you know, I'm more concerned, you know.
他们越讲,我就越担心。
At first, maybe the concern is only this, but when three supervisors came and talked to you, the concern is going bigger and bigger.
刚开始顾虑只有一点点，等三个跟我讲完了之后，我的顾虑就越来越大。
How about you going home? I said, I'm going home.
他们说那你回家吧，我说好，我回家。And they
asked a lady to bring me home.
他们就叫一个同事把我带回家。This
lady also had an experience that his husband had a heart attack.
这个同事她的丈夫也曾经有过心脏病。
He said the symptoms are just like the same as yours.
有同样的症状。
You know how what kind of feeling is that?
你知道那个时候我的感觉是什么?
And he said, now I'm bringing you to the hospital. I said, no, don't.
他说我现在就带你去医院, 我说不要去。
So then my wife said, tomorrow I'll bring you.
我的妻子说, 明天我就带你去看医生。
So you know, at that day, you know, you just don't know how that kind of feeling is.
那个时候你真是不知道我的感觉是什么?
And my mom said, no, it's okay.
我母亲说没关系,
my sister said, and my wife said, it will be okay.
我的姐妹,我的妻子说没有关系。
But no matter how they said, I'm not okay.
不管他们说什么,我都不觉得okay。
So that morning I said, Lord, you got to speak to me.
那天早上我说,主,你向我说话。
You got to speak to me.
一定请你向我说话。
Then that morning I was reading Jeremiah 5.
那个时候我在读约翰福音第四章。
I was reading about the Samaritan woman.
我在读那撒玛利亚妇人。
After that portion, I was about to close the Bible.
那之后我就把圣经合上。
The Lord said, just read another portion.
主说再读一段。
It's concerning a noble.
讲到那个。
有一个 noble.
大。 大臣的事情, sorry.
Yeah, yeah. And this noble had a son who is very sick.
这个大臣有一个儿子病得很厉害。
And he came to the Lord, you better heal my son, you know.
他来到主的面前说,主,请你医治我的儿子。
And the Lord said, go thy way, your son lives.
主说,你去吧,你的儿子得救了。
When I read that, oh, you can see the presence of the Lord.
当我读完那句话之后,我
Do you think that I'm concerned? Yes, I'm still concerned.
那你觉得说我还担心吗? 是的,我还有担心。
But the Lord said, go thy way, your son lives.
但是主说,去吧,你的儿子。
Today we need to be aware that the presence of the Lord is with us.
我们要知道说我们同在。
You know, after that, then my wife went to the clinic.
过后我的妻子带我去看医生。
Then there's EKG.
就做了EKG。
Then the doctor said, I little doubt about your situation.
医生说我不是很清楚你的情况。So
you need to bring him to the emergency room.
他说你还是去急诊吧。Oh,
emergency room, another EKG.
去了急诊,我又做了一个EKG。
And they have some blood test.
然后又做了一些验血。
I have some chest x-ray.
然后又做了胸透视。
So I called Sister Ray. Sister Ray, you got to pray for me.
我给姊妹打电话,请你给我祷告。
And Sister Ray, immediately call the brothers and sisters.
为姊妹就给所有的弟兄姊妹打电话。
And Sister Vicky came into the hospital.
她也到了医院来。
Brother Roy came to the hospital.
Roy, 孔英弟兄也到了医院来。
And you know that. It makes me, the pressure still going up again.
那个压力又再一次上来。
But the Lord said, go thy way, your son lives.
但是主说去吧,你的儿子得救了。
Then afterwards the doctor came.
那之后就来了。
He said, concerning heart attack, you are ruled out, negative.
他说你的心脏没有问题。
Your chest x-ray, negative.
胸透视也没有任何问题。
But on May 23rd, you still need a stress test.
到5月23号, 你还要再做一次, 测试。
So brother and sister, you got to pray for me, okay?
弟兄姊妹, 请你为我祷告。
But we hold on to the word of God.
但是我们抓住主的话语。
We are aware that He is with us and nothing will go wrong.
我们知道说主与我们同在, 就不会有任何问题。
Today, brother and sister, we go through storms.
今天我们经过风暴,
and sometimes it is unexpected.
有的时候是没有预见到的,
but the thing that keeps us at peace,
但是能够让我们有心里有平安的,
is the awareness of the presence of the Lord.
就是知道主的同在。
It is not a matter how great the storm is.
不管这个风暴有多大,
even though how great the storm is, we can go through that because we are aware He is with us. I hope my burden is fully released on this aspect, okay?
我希望我的,
now today I will be talking about what are the principles on calling sowing and reaping. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 to 10, the first verse says, be not deceived, God not mocked. What you sow is what you reap.
加拉太书第六章里说到，不要自欺，神是轻慢不得的。你种的是什么，收的就是什么。
In other words, what you sow is what you reap.
换句话说，你种的是什么，收的就是什么。
You know, let me start with an illustration.
我用描述一下。
You know, my boy is in a what we call musical band in their school.
我的儿子在学校里是乐团的。
A lot of them are consists of boys and a few girls.
有很多的男孩，有几个女孩。
But and they are very close knit group.
他们是一个非常近的一小孩子。
Every day they practice, they eat together and even talk together.
他们每天都吃在一起，讲在一起，每天都在一起练习。
And you know, there's a very special quality concerning this group of people, this group of band members.
这些乐团的成员，他们的素质蛮好。
Especially the boys, they talk so loud.
这个男孩子说话声音非常大。
If you don't know them, you thought they are quarreling.
如果不了解他们，你就是在打架。But
if you pay attention, they're just normal. They're talking.
如果你注意的话，他们其实是在说话。So
one day when I about to pick up Levi from their concert.
有一天我去学校把利外从音乐会接回来。Oh,
there's a loud voice coming from behind.
有在我背后一个很大的声音。Yeah,
this voice is trying to greet the principal.
这个声音实际上是来问候校长。When
I turn my back, it's the little girl who playing the flute.
我转过来一看，是那个吹那个。
I said, how could that girl speak so loud like the boys?
我想说这个小女孩怎么说话像男孩子一样。
But when you think it's just normal.
你想想看就好像很正常。
Because every day that little girl practice with these boys, eat with these boys, study with these boys, sooner or later they talk like the boys, they act like the boys, right?
因为她每天都跟这些男孩一起练习，一起吃饭，一起说话，所以很快她就变得像这些男孩子一样讲话。
Brothers and sisters, sometimes we feel it's funny.
我们觉得好像很可笑。
But brothers and sisters, what we sow is what we reap.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们种的什么，收的是什么，收的就是什么。Everything
we see around us.
每天我们看我们吃。Whatever
is we read.
我们读什么。
People we encounter.
我们所接触的人。
Do influence our life.
的确是影响我们的生活。
Whether we like it or not.
我们喜欢还是不喜欢。
It does influence our life. The only difference is influence good or influence bad. You know, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9 says, he said, we are God's husbandry, we are God's field, we are God's building. You know, I like the translation in Chinese.
我喜欢这个中文的翻译,
耕种的田地,
the 耕种的田地.
It's not just a plain piece of land.
不是一个一块地。
This is a field with a purpose.
这是一个田地是有目的的。
That God might plant Himself into us.
是神把他自己种在我们里面。
You know, God has a purpose.
神是一个有目的的神。
Is to plant Himself into us that we might gain life every day.
是把他种在我们的里面，使我们每天都得生命。
That through this seed that is planted,
借着这些种在我们里面的种子,
result into eternity.
能够结出永生来。
But also the enemy has also a plan. He is planning also to put his evil seed into us. That we will only end up in spiritual destruction. So today, this person of ours is just like a battlefield. The enemy is trying to plant his seed, God also to plant his seed into us.
仇敌在我们里面种种子,
but the thing so interesting is that God gave us a privilege.
但是神给我们一个权柄,
a privilege to choose.
一个选择的权柄,
to choose whether to choose God's seed or to choose the seed of the devil.
是选择神的种子, 还是选择仇敌的种子?
A lot of times we have this misconception. Especially the people in the world today.
尤其是这个世上的人,
so I don't want to make a choice. I just want to be neutral.
我不想要做任何选择, 我只要中立就好了。
I believe I have shared with you many times, many years ago concerning this matter.
我很多年以前跟你们分享过, 这件事情。
No such thing as being neutral.
没有这件事情是可以中立。
You accept or you reject.
你或者拒绝。
You know, when either you accept God's seed or you reject God's seed.
你或者是接受神的种子, 或者是拒绝神的种子。
It's like the salvation being preached to us. When the gospel is preached to us, either we say accept the Lord Jesus or you reject the Lord Jesus. If people say, no, I don't want to make a decision today.
今天有的人说,
you don't make a decision, you're still making a choice.
就算你不做决定,
today we need to make a choice. There is no such thing as being neutral. Another thing that is also a misconception is that we already predetermined what I will be.
这是一个预定,
oh, whatever I am today, because I am predetermined what God wants me to be.
今天我是什么样子,
yes, indeed, God tells us, reveals us in the Bible, predestinated. Before the
nation
of the world, God already has chosen us.
创世以前神已经拣选了我们,
but there is also a truth concerning free will choosing.
但是也有一个真理是我们自由意志的选择,
God might have prepared you for eternity.
神预备了我们得永生,
but are you going to take that way?
但是你需要走那条路吗?
It's so interesting. This Friday night, we are talking about Judas Iscariot in John chapter 13.
在约翰福音13章里, 讲, 这个星期五讲到,
yeah, Judas betrayed the Lord.
这个犹大,
出卖了神, and one of the young sisters said, it's so unfair. Judas is being predetermined to betray the Lord.
有一个姊妹说, 实在是不公平, 犹大是被预先拣选的, 要,
and the Bible even says in order to fulfill the scripture.
圣经上甚至说, 是为了满, 实现圣经的预言,
but you know, the Lord is so good. A lot of young kids, about 14 and 15, said, no, that's not right.
很多14岁、15岁的孩子们说, 不是这样的。
God gave him a lot of chance.
神给了他很多次的机会。
He's just determined to be Judas.
Huh?
Just determined to be Judas to betray the Lord.
Oh, 他自己定义要成为那个犹大, 要出卖主。
Today, brothers and sisters, God predestinated us.
今天神的确是预定了我们。
But are we going to choose that way?
但是我们是需要拣选这个路吗?
Therefore, based on this truth,
借着这个真理,
we as parents need to know the gravity of making a choice.
我们作为父母需要知道说这个选择的重要性。
Let me speak from the heart.
让我从心里说话。
A lot of times we just put their responsibility on the Sunday school teachers.
我们很多时候把这个责任放到了主日学的老师身上。
You know, they will be the one to lead my children in matter of the Lord.
他们是主日学老师要把我的孩子带来认识主。
Brothers and sisters, it is our responsibility.
弟兄姊妹, 这是我们的责任。
Concerning who are they encounter with in school?
他们在学校里所接触的人。
Who are their friends?
谁是他们的朋友?
Brothers and sisters, do you know who their friends are?
弟兄姊妹, 你知道他们的朋友是谁吗?
Their friends will influence sooner or later.
他们的朋友会影响他们。
Book they read.
关于他们所读的书。
Do you know what are they reading? In the internet, what are they reading?
在网上他们在读什么呢?
Will that contribute to eternity?
那些会对永生有影响吗?
Or will that contribute to spiritual destruction?
或者是使他们造成属灵的败坏呢?
The TV that which they are watching.
这个他们所看的电视,
all these things will influence your children. All these things are just seed being implanted into your children. Now we as parents need to tell them what to choose.
我们作为父母需要告诉他们应该选择什么。
A lot of times we parents have this wrong concept. Let them learn from their mistake. This is the most foolish statement I've ever heard. If there is, you knew already that this is going to end in spiritual destruction. If this is the friends that your children are encountering will only lead them far away, Lord. Brothers and sisters, you got to do something about it. Either you change schools, but no matter what kind of decision you make, God put us in that position, that we might lead our children in the right path. Brothers and sisters, there is no such thing as, you know, just learn from their mistake. Another misconception, let them have a freedom to choose.
还有另外一个错误的观念，让他们有自由选择的意志。
No, there's not. There's no such thing as that.
不是这样的。
The concept of this world today, let have the freedom to choose.
今天这世界的观念是让他们自己去选择。
But look at the kind of the result of what people today.
你看看这个结果。
It's going from bad to worse.
是从败坏到更坏。
Today God gave us a position.
今天神给我们一个位置。
We are the guardians of God's inheritance.
我们是神。拣选的基业。
That's why in the Testament,
所以在旧约里面
he told the children of Israel,
他告诉以色列人
so whether you are walking,
不管是你 走着
whether you're walk, as lying down,
或者你躺下
whether you're sitting down,
或者你坐下
you need to teach your children the commandments of the Lord,
你都需要跟你的儿女来讲神的诫命
that they might be, that you need to continue to sow that seed,
你要一直不停地种这个种子
that when they are already mature enough,
当他们成熟了以后
mature to be independent,
到他们能够成熟到可以自立的时候
and they met the situation,
他们面对这些情况
they knew what to choose,
他们知道应该选什么
you know, indeed, we all know it is also God's mercy,
我们也知道是神的怜悯
no matter how much we teach our children,
不管我们怎样来讲
without God's protection, there is really no safety,
没有神的保护，实在是没有任何的安全可言。
But God also gave us this responsibility.
但是神也给我们这个责任。
We need to let our children know what is right and what is wrong.
我们需要让我们的孩子们知道什么是对的，什么是错的。
What is ungodly and worldly.
什么是圣的，什么是属神的，什么是不是属神。
What pleases God and what not pleases God.
什么讨神喜悦，什么不讨神喜悦。
For we are just but a field before the eyes of God. Just a field.
我们只是神眼中的一个田地。
God wants to plant Himself into us.
神想把他自己种在我们里面。
We need to accept God's sowing and reject the enemies.
我们需要接受神的耕种，拒绝仇敌的。
So firstly, we are the field.
第一点，我们是神的田地。
Secondly, we are the sower.
我们第二点，我们也是那个耕种的人。
We need to also ask ourselves, what kind of seed are we sowing to other people?
今天我们要问说，我们在别人那里种的是什么呢？
When we talk to people.
当我们跟别人讲话的时
候 Are we ministering Christ to them?
我们是向他们传扬基督吗？
No, Philippians chapter 1 verse 30 says,
腓立比书第一章第三十节。
They say, according to my earnest expectation and hope,
照着我所盼望所切慕的
that in nothing I shall be ashamed,
我没有一件可羞愧的
and but with all boldness as always is,、
huh?
as with all boldness, Christ magnified in my body, whether in life or in death.
或总叫基督在我身上照常显大。
Brothers and sisters, this is sowing.
就是耕种。
Paul has this thing in his mind.
保罗在他里面有这个想法。
As an apostle of Jesus Christ.
作为基督的使徒。
As a sower.
作为一个耕种的人。
He said, Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether in life or in death.
基督在我身上照常显大，或生或死。
In other words, in my life, in my living.
在我的生活里面
Christ should be magnified.
基督应该显大。
In other words, I want to influence people to Christ.
我要在人身上传扬基督。
Today, towards our children.
今天在我们的孩子身上。
Towards our brothers and sisters.
在我们弟兄姊妹身上。
When we are talking.
当我们讲话的时候。
Are we influencing Christ?
当我们是来借着基督来影响人吗？
Are we bringing them back to Christ?
我们是把他们带回基督那里吗？
You know, one time I had a bad experience.
有一次我有一个非常不好的经历。
So it's concerning my service.
是关于我的服事。
You know, sometimes service doesn't always go so smoothly.
很多不是那样子的顺。
So I was so frustrated.
我是非常的有挫败感。
So while we are talking with my mom and you know my wife.
当我和我的母亲我妻子交通的时候。
I said I'm so frustrated.
我说我是真是着急。
I'm going to give up.
我放弃了。
You know when my words spoke, when I speak that sentence.
当我说完这句话以后。
My son heard that.
我儿子听见了。
Then my son immediately said.
我儿子马上跟我说。
Dad, you never give up.
父亲，你不能够放弃。
You always push through.
你总是能够往前行。
You shouldn't give up this time.
你不应该放弃。
You know, on one hand, I'm happy because what I did before.Has been implanted into him.
我很高兴，因为以前我做的在他里面有影响。
But at that time when I said I'm frustrated, I'm going to give up, then the Lord is trying to tell me.
但那一次当我非常的挫败，我想要放弃的时候，主向我说。
It's like you're not giving a good influence to your son.
你在你儿子身上没有一个影响。
So I really repented before the Lord.
我马上在主的面前。
And I really apologized to my son. Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
we got to be careful what we say. Today, are we bringing them to Christ? Today, we are a sower.
今天我们是, 这耕种的人,
what are we sowing? Are we sowing the seed of life?
我们是耕种生命的种子吗?
Or are we sowing the seed of death?
我们还是耕种死亡的种子?
You know, I was always being impressed by Brother Wei.
我总是被魏弟兄所影响。
At the last part of his life,
在他生命最后的一段,
when he was in the hospital,
他在医院里的时候,
and he's so weak already,
他只那样的软弱,
you know what is he doing?
他在做什么呢?
He's still listening to the Gospel of John.
还在听约翰福音。
He had all the reason not to listen anymore.
他有所有的原因可以不用再听了。
But yet he continued to pursue, to continue to run that race until that last point.
他还是在那跑那个路, 直到最后。
Today, are we that kind of person?
今天我们是那样的人吗?
That's why we shouldn't be.
所以我们不应当放弃。
Brother Wei didn't give up.
没有放弃。
Even to the last point, he still continued after the Lord.
虽然到最后了，他还是在追求。
Today we continue to run this race.
今天我们需要来跑这条路。
Brothers and sisters, we are a sower, we are also the field.
我们是那个田地，我们也是耕种的人。
We need to know what we are sowing.
我们需要知道我们种的是什么。
Now the thirdly.
第三点,
what is the basis of our sowing?
我们种的, 根基, 原则是什么呢?
Is it culture?
是文化吗?
Is it tradition?
是传统吗?
Yeah, a lot of times when we ask people, why you act that way?
有的时候我们问人家说, 你为什么要这样做呢?
Is it because I was raised up this way?
那是因为我是这样成长的。
Well, how come you eat this, have this mannerism?
你这个, 你的这样的举止行为的原因是什么呢?
Yeah, because that is our culture.
那是因为这是我们的文化。
And sometimes you ask young people, how come you talk in a way that I really don't understand?
你问的年轻人说, 你这样讲话我不明白呀。
Hey, they speak always this slang, you know.
他们讲那些口语。
And they said, because this is modern.
因为这很现代。
Brothers and sisters, people in today, they train, they are according to tradition, according to culture, according to their way of life, according to fashion.
今天世上的人被教育长大是靠着传统，靠着文化，靠着这个世界的潮流。
This is what they are sowing.
这是他们所耕种的。
But we are children of God.
但是我们是神的儿女。
What is the basis? What is the foundation of our sowing?
我们耕种的根基是什么呢?
It is the word of God.
就是神的话。
Thank the Lord, God gave us two things here.
因为神感谢神给了我们两件事。
They gave us the Holy Spirit.
给我们圣灵。
He said when the Lord before he was about to be crucified.
在主被钉十字架之前,
he told the disciples,
他跟他的门徒说,
I will not leave you comfortless.
我不会留下你, 没有任何的安慰。
I will send another comforter who will be with you and in you forever.
我要差遣一位保惠师, 与你永远同在,
and will teach you in all things.
在凡事上来教导你。
So in other words, when even though the Lord is not physically with them,
所以换句话说, 虽然主跟他们不是, 在一起,
the Holy Spirit is in them, teach them in all things.
但是圣灵在他们里面来教导他们一切的,
that basis of their action, that is the basis of their behavior, that is the base service.
这就是他们, 行动生活服事的原则。
Secondly, this is the word of God.
第二点就是神的话。
The word of God is the basis also of our service.
这个神的话是我们服事的原则。
It is not culture.
不是文化。
It is not tradition.
不是传统。
It's not modern mannerism.
也不是什么现代的原因。
Hey, a lot of times we the children tells us, why you do this? Hey, because this is what other people do.
有的时候我们问孩子说你为什么这样做? 那是因为周围人都这样做。
It's a majority of people doing this, so I need to do this.
因为周围人都这样做, 所以我也要这样做。
So, but let me tell you, brothers and sisters,
让我来告诉你弟兄姊妹,
even though the whole world is doing this, but that is not right.
如果这个周围的人都这样做, 如果那是错的,
today we base our action, we base our behavior according to the word of God.
今天我们照着神的话语来行动生活。
Concerning the world,
关于这个世界,
the people in the world say we need to pursue.
Huh?
According to the world, we need to after the world.
世界上的人说我们要追世界。
But what did the Bible say concerning our eye towards the world?
圣经关于这个世界怎么说呢?
Say love not the world, neither the things of the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
不要爱世界和世界上的事, 因为爱世界爱父的心就不在他里面。
Concerning our parents, the Bible tells us we need to honor our parents.
圣经上说我们要,
concerning authorities,
关于权柄,
in the world today, we need to stand for what is right.
世界上说我们要为正确的站住。
But the Bible tells us we need to be subject to authorities.
圣经上说我们要来顺服权柄。
So brothers and sisters, everything we do is according to this guidebook, the Word of God.
圣经我们所做的一切都要顺着这个圣经上的话语。
It's not according to what we are raised up.
不是照着我们是怎样被养大的。
That's why the Bible tells us clearly.
所以圣经清清楚楚的告诉我们。
It said, "Be not deceived. God is not mocked."
不要自欺，神是轻慢不得的。
What you sow is what you reap.
你种的是什么，收的就是什么。
You might not agree what the Bible says.
你也许不同意神圣经所说的。
But the word of God continues to be the foundation of judgment.
但是神的话是我们不断的根基。
You know concerning salvation.
关于到救恩。
According to the religion, it is true by being good, then we will be accepted by God.
如果按照宗教，我们只要行得好，我们就可以得救。
But what did the Bible say?
圣经怎么说呢？
It's through the acceptance of His Son Jesus Christ shall we be saved.
只有借着接受主耶稣基督，我们才能得救。
I tell you, when the Lord comes back, a lot of people will be disappointed.
当主回来的时候，很多人会失望的。
Because they feel that I did so much good in this world, how come I'm not saved?
他们说我们在地上行了这么多好事，为什么没有得救呢？
But the Bible only says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me."
但圣经上说我是道路、真理、生命，不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
A lot of people do not believe in life after death.
很多人不相信死后还有生命。
So they believe that let's eat and be merry, for tomorrow we die, and it's the end.
我们今天就吃吃喝喝，因为明天就要死了。
This is what the worldly concept.
这是世界的观念。
But we know the Bible tells us.
我们知道圣经说。
There is life after death.
是在死后还有一种。
Judgment.
那有判审判。
So regard you accept the word of God.
所以是你是接受主的话还是不接受
？Whether we agree or not.
我们同意还是不同意
？The word of God is the foundation.
神的话就是这个根基。
There is a person named Ernest Hemingway.
有一个人是海明威。
Yeah, he's a very good writer.
他是一个作家。
But he does not believe in the Lord.
但他不相信神。
He makes fun of God and even mock God.
他甚至嘲笑神。
So he just go whatever he want to do.
他就做他想做的。
You know what is the result of his life?
他的生活的结果是什么呢？
He committed suicide with a bullet in his head.
他用枪自杀了。
Brothers and sisters, we need to know how serious that is.
我们需要知道说这个事情有多严重。
Today we need to what? Base our action, base our education according to the Holy Spirit and according to the Word of God.
今天我们教育生活的原则是圣灵和神的话。
That's why Galatians chapter 5 says we need to sow to the Spirit.
所以那个加拉太书第五章说我们要顺着圣灵撒种。
Do not sow unto the flesh.
不要顺着情欲撒种。
So what is unto the flesh?
什么叫做顺着圣灵撒
种？Sow unto the flesh means we live independently of God, independently of God.
顺着情欲撒种就是说我们在神之外生活。
自由。
自由于神之外。
The Bible tells us we need to be dependent on God.
圣经说我们需要来依靠神。
This is we can see that immediately in the book of Genesis.
在创世纪里面。
God wants men to be dependent on Him.
神要他们来依靠神。
But when men live independently of God.
当人自由于神之外。
Then the fall of man comes into sin.
人就堕落了。
Today, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
We cannot sow unto the flesh.
我们不能够顺着情欲撒种。
You know, whenever you fellowship with people that is ungodly, that is sowing to the flesh.
如果你和那个不信神的人交通的时候，你就是
not only 不信那个 ungodly.
就是不敬虔的人交流的时候，你就是顺着情欲撒种。
When you read something that is ungodly, you are sowing to the flesh.
当你读那个不敬虔的内容的时候，你就是顺着情欲撒种。
When we look at something that is ungodly, sowing to the flesh.
当我们看那些不敬虔的东西的时候，我们就顺着情欲撒种。
When we go to places that will not contribute to our godly life, it is sowing to the flesh.
当和我们的敬虔的生活相悖的，我们去那个跟我们敬虔的生活相悖的地方的时候，我们就是在顺着情欲撒种。
Don't say it's only once.
不要说就这一次。
It's because of this once.
就是因着这一次。
People got caught.
人就被抓住。
Look at those drug addicts and alcoholics.
看看那些酗酒吸毒的人。
It's only because they started with once.
就是因为从那一次开始。
And they got caught.
他们就被抓住。
And his life is over.
他们的生活就结束了。
Brothers and sisters, we need to be very careful.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要非常的小心。
Whenever we sow unto the flesh,
每次当我们顺着情欲撒种的时候。
It ends in death.
这就结局就是死灭亡。
That's why the Bible says we need to sow unto the Spirit.
所以圣经说我们需要顺着情欲撒种。
What is to sow unto the Spirit?
什么是顺着情欲撒种呢？
Whenever we pray, we are sowing to the Spirit.
每次当我们祷告的时候，我们顺着情欲撒种。
When we read the Word of God, we are sowing to the Spirit.
当我们话语的时候，我们顺着情欲撒种。
When we testify before the people to our experience of our Lord Jesus, this is sowing to the Spirit.
当我们在主里的经历的时候，我们就是情欲撒种。
When we practice what the Bible tells us, we are sowing to the Spirit.
当我们照着圣经的话语在实行的时候，我们就顺着情欲撒种。
You know, when we sow a seed.
What? 圣灵，sorry, 我们就顺着圣灵撒种。
When we sow a seed.
当我们种一个种子的时候。
It's not over.
就没有结束。
For this seed to grow, we need to water.
要这个种子成长，我们还要再浇水。
We need to add fertilizer.
我们需要加着肥料。
So when we accept the Lord into our heart.
当我们接受主在我们心里的时候。
We are accepting the seed of life.
我们接受那个生命的种子。
When we read the Word of God.
当我们读神的话的时候。
We are accepting this seed of life.
我们接受这个生命的种子。
But how can we let this seed grow?
但我们怎么让这个种子成长呢？
We need to practice.
我们需要练习。
When we practice, we are watering.
当我们实行的时候，我们就是在浇水。
When we are testifying, then we are putting fertilizers.
当我们见证的时候，我们就在加那个肥料。
That's why, brothers and sisters, it is so crucial that we sow unto the Spirit, not unto.
所以这样子的重要，我们顺着圣灵撒种，不是顺着情欲撒种。
Because whether we sow to the Spirit or to the flesh, there is a cost.
因为不论我们顺着情欲还是顺着圣灵撒种，都有一个结局。
If we look at 2 Samuel chapter 15.
我们看那个约翰，撒母耳记下15章。
15-17.
15章到17章。
It's concerning the rebellion of Absalom.
讲到亚沙龙的悖逆。
And the treason of Ahithophel.
还有那个亚希多福的背叛。
You know, sometimes when I read it, how could this happen?
我每次读的时候，我想说怎么会有这件事情？
Ahithophel is a faithful, you know, chief counselor of David for more than 40 years.
亚希多福是大卫的主谋40年了。
It is because David, 40 years before that, he saw a seed.
因为40年前大卫种了一个种子。
He saw the seed of laziness.
他种了一个懒惰的种子。
Instead of leading the children of Israel to battle, he stayed in Jerusalem.
没有带着以色列人去打仗，他反而留在了宫里面。
And in Jerusalem, in his palace, he saw a person by the name of Bathsheba.
在宫里面，他看到拔示巴。
And he got, you know, had a relationship with him and had a child.
他就和他有了孩子。
And in order up this crime,
为了能够
this thing.
为了能够把这件事情掩盖起来。
Then he sent the Bathsheba's husband Uriah into the battlefield.
他就把乌利亚送到那个最危险的地方。
And because of that, Uriah got killed.
因此乌利亚就被杀了。
So then afterwards, he bring Bathsheba to be his wife.
那之后他就让拔示巴成为他的妻子。
Outwardly speaking, he's doing something very legal.
这之后这件事情是合法的了。
People might not know about it, but God knows.
人不知道这件事情，但神知道。
You try to keep it in secret, sooner or later the secret will come out.
你想让这件事情掩盖起来，那这件事情会被显明出来。
And the first consequence, the immediate consequence is like the child of King David died.
第一个后果是他的儿子死了。
But that is not over.
但是呢，没有结束。
Yes, David had repented before the Lord.
大卫也在神面前悔改。
The Lord also forgave King David.
神也赦免了大卫。
But that seed has a consequence.
但是那个种子有果。
40 years after, Ahithophel, which is the grandfather of Bathsheba, take his chance to go against him.
40年之后，亚希多福，他是拔示巴的祖父，他借着这个机会来背叛大卫。
40 years ago, he cannot do that because King David is powerful.
40年前他不能这样做，因为大卫那个时候很有力量。
40 years after, when David is 80 years old, he's weak. Okay, he raised up against King David.
40年之后，大卫80岁已经软弱的时候，他起来背逆大卫。
He told Absalom, "Give me 12,000 men that I might smite David."
他说，他跟亚沙龙说，你给我12,000人，我可以杀死大卫，击杀大卫。
If it is not because of God's mercy, King David will be killed.
如果不是神的怜悯，大卫王就已经死掉了。
All this is because of that one seed that he planted.
就是这些事情，就是那一个种子。
It might have immediate result. It might be after 40 years.
不是马上的结果，是40年以后。
Brothers and sisters, that's why we should see the importance of what we saw.
所以弟兄姊妹要看到说我们今天耕种的这个重要性。
What we sow is what we reap.
我们种的是什么，收的就是什么。
So don't be deceived that it's over.
不要自欺说这件事情结束了。
So may the Lord really have mercy on us.
愿神向我们有怜悯。
Lastly, we can after we sow the spirit, the life.
最后当我们看到我们种了生命的种子以后。
It says here in Galatians chapter 5. chapter 6. He says in 9, he said, let us not be weary in well-being, in well-doing.
第六章第九节, 我们行善不可丧志, 若不灰心,
for in due time, due season, we shall reap if we faint not.
若不灰心到了时候,
in other words, God, you know, whether it is a short term, whether it's long term, surely there is a harvest that we need to reap.
不管是短期的还是长期的,
therefore, what is Paul saying? We need to be faithful.
所以保罗说我们要有忠心,
yeah, it's not so, it's not easy.
不容易,
sometimes we are so impatient.
很多时候我们没有耐心,
we feel like we keep on sharing, we keep on telling the brothers and sisters how to love the Lord. It seems like it's not working.
很多时候我们觉得说我们一直告诉弟兄怎么样来爱主,
it seems like this is also my experience.
这也是我的经历,
when we are, you know, teaching the high schoolers,
当我来教高中生的,
I always had a deep sigh. Oh my Lord, when is this going to change?
Oh, 有的时候常常叹一口气, 说, 什么时候才能够变呢?
Seems like you are speaking to a wall.
你感觉说你在对着墙说话,
but praise the Lord.
但是赞美神,
let us not give hope.
让我们不要放弃希望,
as long as we are faithful,
只要我们忠心,
God is going to what? Give the harvest that is due.
神就到了, 让我们到的时候就能收成,
today we just need to continue on to run.
今天我们需要不停地, 继续往前跑,
sometimes we have weary legs.
有的时候我们的, 腿发酸,
sometimes we feel like we cannot go on anymore.
有的时候我们觉得我们再也不能往前走,
but the Bible tells us,
但是圣经说,
I can do all things through him that strengthens us.
我借着他凡事都能做,
especially to the elders,
尤其是对年长的,
especially to the responsible ones,
对, 负责的弟兄姊妹,
let's continue to run this race.
让我们继续来跑这条路,
indeed it's not easy.
是的，不容易,
the road is becoming narrower and narrower each day.
这个路是一天比一天的窄,
and the temptation is bigger and bigger each day.
这个诱惑是越来越大,
but we don't lose hope.
但是我们不放弃希望,
we continue to run this race.
我们要继续跑这个路,
and that will receive the result.
在那一天我们就要有这个结果,
let's have a word of prayer.
我们一起祷告,
Lord, we thank you for your speaking.
主啊,我们感谢你向我们说话,
thank you for your encouragement.
感谢你的鼓励,
yes, indeed, there is a lot of things going around us.
是的, 在我们周围发生了很多事情,
oh, by ourselves we cannot do it.
靠着我们自己,
but through you we can do all things.
但是借着你,
grant us the strength and the mercy and the grace,
给我们恩典力量,
that we will be faithful to the end.
我们能够, 忠心一直到底,
and we believe that one day you will reward us.
但是我们相信有一天你要报答我们,
in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.